When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Bulls Nation. Welcome into the Winner's Lounge. You found yourselves. Join us here on the CHGO Bulls postgame, presented to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. They're all rated. It's at the top.
Right there.
Download their app and be sure to use promo code CHGO when you sign up.
This one.
Bulls managed to not screw the pooch this time and beat the Hornets on a night when the Hornets were equally bad at basketballing than a week ago when we lost to them. 114-98 is the final. Bulls get back to 24-27. Still, that elusive climb to 500. We will break down everything about tonight's game. Before we do that, though, we have to talk about something important.
Okay. Okay. What are we doing?
A grave injustice happened tonight during this game.
Here we go. Get ready,
that
folks.
The people need to know about it.
Don't look at me. Like, this is on you, brother.
Get ready, guys.
I have never been more mad at young Joseph in the entirety of our near 1 year friendship. So
a month away from a year.
Let's go lay it on me. Hold on.
A month away.
We're coming out for this one.
A month away. Joey said he's coming out for this. He's coming on camera for this.
Here's the deal.
I don't know what the best way to do this is. Do I go in my headset?
Let him get his out.
You go out. You get yours out, and then I'll speak my piece.
There
you
go. Don't worry. I'll wait.
There you go.
No, go.
Do your thing, Matt.
So I walked over to the fridge to get another one of our delicious Goose Island beers.
They are delicious. Make sure you guys went out and get you some.
I opened the fridge, and staring me in the face on the top eye-level shelf of the fridge appears to be a cake shake from Portillo's.
Is that what that was there, Joseph?
It was. Cake how shake. Dare I?
Cake shake from Portillo's.
And I'm like,
how dare
and
I?
And I'm like, where the hell did this come from? Uh-huh. It was not in here an hour ago, the last time I opened this fridge.
Okay.
Then I remembered that I saw Joey walking back in through our office door.
Yes.
Holding a bag of what appeared to be delivery food.
Okay.
I did not see the iconic red and white stripes on the side of the paper bag that would have alerted me to in that moment in time.
Okay.
Oh, Joey got Portillo's.
Okay.
No. And
I asked them to deliver it in a discreet package.
He went to the other side of the studio to eat it in secret. Like a pizza rat, dragging his pizza back to his rat hole.
It's going to pizza.
And so, but the rest of the evidence was there that there's this cake shake staring me in the face.
Okay.
And so I walk back over to our couches here. And I say, Joey, did you order Portillo's for dinner?
That is what you asked him.
And he was like, yeah.
Of course he did.
And then he looked away and like brushed it off and like thought it was like nothing.
Because he's a normal person.
And then he felt me continuing to stare daggers at him. And then look back at me and was like, what? Yeah. And I was like, you didn't think when ordering Portillo's to ask if your pal Matt maybe wanted some Portillo's too. A man who tweeted out when we got back from Paris, God damn, I missed Portillo's.
He did.
With a picture of my Portillo's meal that I was about to devour.
He did.
The people know how much I love the P-Tills.
We know it. We know it. We understand it.
This man right here. Of all the times when I'm like, hey, I'm running out to the store. You want anything, Joe?
You do that a lot. You literally call me on the phone.
I called you yesterday to ask you if you needed a bottle of water when I was on my way to the store.
You do it often.
I take care of my people.
You do.
And you're right. And for that, I'm sorry.
Joseph.
And for that, I'm
this
sorry.
This young man, the nerve to order Portillo's for himself and only himself? I mean, people in the comments, like, chime in here, please. Is that, like, friendship over level of betrayal?
Jake. Hold on, Jake. Go grab mic one over there. Grab mic one.
Look at Joey.
Here, Jake, grab mic one, please. I want you to make your case.
Joey passing the ball. He's trying to decorate at the same time.
My point guardsmanship. There you go.
And I'm digging it right now. We're going to bring in Jake.
Here we go.
Jake
we're bringing in this. Jake. Yeah, you're good. You're not on camera. We can't see you.
We can't see you.
I don't need to be here.
Okay, perfect. There you go. We got your.
I don't need to see him.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
He handed him a Snickers. I'm good.
You're not yourself when you're hungry. Boom.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
That's very kind.
You know, thank you, Jake. I appreciate it.
I'm good.
It.
Thank you. I'm actually quite full
you know
from
what that
the Portillo's,
was, Joey?
If you forgot.
You know what that was? That was a kind-hearted gesture between friends.
Yes.
He was concerned about my blood sugar levels. He was concerned about my stress levels.
Yes.
And he brought me a snack-sized Snickers. I appreciate that. When I'm done ranting, maybe I'll eat it while we're here at postgame. But
follow the hats and the Snicker bars.
What kind of...
Correct. Okay, enough. Enough besmirching. Renewable, rechargeable, said it.
Oh, you going to bring out the word?
He says, next game, P-Tillo's on him. I got you. All right, next time, I'm me.
So you're saying next game.
I make it up to him.
You're going
to
get him
some Portillo's. We're going to be here on Saturday or whenever in the near future. Maybe he's already eaten a lot of meat on Saturday. Probably won't deter him, though.
I would have paid for my meal.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
I don't doubt that. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about anything.
Somebody else out there in a car driving around making orders and deliveries and picking them up and delivering them to you. You had a human being in a car bring you Portillo's to our office while we're all sitting here working, and you did not say, hey, anyone else want Portillo's? Because I'm going to go get a person from a car to bring Portillo's to here.
But in my defense, which, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, that same move has been done many times by all three of us. The order and the not ask.
Oh, usually no. Not if it's Portillo's.
Sorry.
That is true.
Okay.
I have ordered Portillo's to the office for dinner on game nights, and I always ask people if they want to jump on that order.
It's true.
Because it's freaking Portillo's, okay?
He does that.
You do not mess around with that.
All right. Let's talk bowls because...
I'm too mad to talk bowls.
Oh, there it is.
People are getting
there the bowls. It is.
They beat a shit team tonight. Good for them.
Don't sweat that, Joey. He could have ordered his own porties. Well, I've never heard it called that, but
I'm not sweating it.
I'm not sweating it. I'm not sweating it because I just, you know, I'm literally DraftKings, no sweat, same game parlay. Joey Cake Shake. That's fine. Call me Joey Selfish. I don't care.
Yo.
I don't care. I'm owning it.
That's all right, Joe. I mean, again, let me speak on behalf of my man Joseph, be his lawyer, defense lawyer.
You go ahead.
One, he had no idea. He had no clue
of
your feelings.
Because no one knows that Peck loves beef sandwiches.
Clearly, Joey did not know. Because Joey is not the kind of guy to do something like that. He wouldn't do you like that. I know that from Joseph. He would not do you this way. Joey is not that kind of human being. Two, he was hungry. The man got something to eat. And when he goes over here, he always goes to the other side to eat his food. That is a common thing that he does.
Thank you, Big Dave.
He goes over here in secrecy because he knew what he did.
Thank you, Big Dave.
He knew what he did.
But he knew what he did.
I appreciate this. Honestly, you know what? Sometimes I like to see... This is a good reminder for me. Thank you to all the Joeys out there in the comments.
All the Joeys.
I appreciate all of you guys having my back. I know I could be a bit of a lightning rod on this show. And
you
know, I'm the young guy, so they like to pick on me and...
Take me for a ride. Don't do this.
Don't
play that victim card.
You, young man, have done this to yourself.
Yeah, don't play the victim card here. Come on, dog.
Dude,
don't do that.
Rye Hill, please, guys.
Jake, what you got to say, Jake?
Rye Hill Chicago Bulls is getting very upset that we're not talking.
Jake wants to come on and say something.
Yeah, I'm in. Now.
Tell the people, Jake.
Well, if Dave is your defense lawyer, like I'm here for Peck.
Okay,
I would say this.
Thank you.
Portillo's delivered, the Bulls delivered, but Joey, tonight you did not deliver.
Oh! Come on.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm catching it from all angles. I'm getting it in the comments. I'm getting it in the office.
That's my lawyer, ladies and gentlemen. who needs Howard Ankin when you got Jake Flanagan?
That's right. Because Howard Ankin coming with Snickers.
Yeah.
He came with Snickers.
You know what?
Bars.
I'm not even going to read that comment, love, Dave, because it's just going to set him into it. It's gonna set him into I'm messing with you, Ryhill Chuckles. Trying to get them to talk Bulls too. I'm just messing around.
The Joseph Holics.
Hold out on Peck next time for his LeBron-like meltdown. Ooh.
I mean,
LeBron-like.
LeBron, Dave.
See you. Meltdown.
Yeah, he did. He had a good meltdown.
The Joseph Holics.
I don't need his name attached to my meltdown.
Are you going to go get some Portillo's after this?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to have to hustle.
Okay.
We usually wrap up post-game somewhere around 10:30. And then a little bit of post-production work. And then I got to hustle to the Portillo's in my neighborhood before it closes at midnight.
How amazing would it be that Portillo's closes because you were on camera yelling about not having Portillo's?
Why would they do that? Because you were late
because you spent time yelling about how you didn't have Portillo's, and then they closed.
We're not counting this outside of the hour-long post-game show. This counts.
No, I know.
We're just going to spend less time talking about the Bulls beating a crap team.
I'm just spending it in the words of comedy right now. That would be hilarious to me if that's the case. Sorry, we're closed. You walk in. Sorry, we're closed. I was yelling about you. That would make me laugh, sir. But I hope you do get your Portillo's. I think you planned it out very nicely.
And if I don't, we know who I'm coming for.
I'm scared.
Joey P. Teals, he coming for him, baby.
Just so inconsiderate from someone I thought was my friend.
And Joe, you also can put on me because he don't want nothing I'm eating ever.
That's
true. So he don't want nothing I got at all.
Hey, Matt, you want me to get you something from the vegan peanut pocket?
Yeah.
R Us?
Get that salmon in there, baby. Let's go. I did get him a pocket once. I did get him one once, and he enjoyed it.
Chris says, my first time live here, does it usually go like this?
Yes, Chris.
More or less, Chris. More or less, yeah.
And please hit the thumbs up while you're here, Chris. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Because that's a considerate, friendly thing to do.
It is.
You know who did deliver tonight?
Who's this?
Our Gaio.
Io. You see what he just did?
Trying to change the subject.
He's trying to steal segue
Peck
shit. But he did do a Joey segue. You gotta give it to him for the Joey segue.
He tried to steer it back on track,
man.
I mean, I'm trying my hardest. You guys are not.
You got to get back on the right track. That's right. Shout out Chris Farley. Good job, Joey.
Thank you all for humoring me. It needed to be said.
Yes. Did it? But yes. We all enjoyed it. Bulls win. Play that, Joe.
Bulls win. Oh, my goodness. Our guy, Will the Goat, will join us later on in tonight's postgame. Hopefully, we can get some updates from him, from Billy, about Alex Caruso and Pat Williams, who both left this game at various points with some injuries. You know, let's hope everything's okay in that regard. But as young Joseph mentioned, Ayo Dosunmu.
Ayo.
Led the Bulls with 22 points on a wildly efficient 9 of 10 from the floor. Knocked down one of his two three-point attempts. Didn't really do a whole lot of much else. You know, we were talking about his assist numbers dipping in a recent show.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing any of that tonight, but he was looking to score. We talked about how he can get those good looks at the rim when he sees opportunities in transition, when he's scanning the floor.
Yeah.
He got a lot of layups tonight just scanning the floor and going, which is nice.
You know, when I talked about the assist, the other thing I brought up was the points have increased. So it's not like the assist went down and then everything went down. No, his points went up. And that's what make this good to see as well. And it was from the beginning. It was from the jump street. And again, he's doing this against a ball, brother. Everybody's looking at this guy. You know what I'm saying? He got his eyes on him. So I don't know if that added a little something to it, maybe. In my head, it did. Probably not in his, but in mine, it did. But I love the way he attacked the rim constantly. Constantly attacking the rim. And just getting there either with the right or finishing with the left. Didn't matter how many men were around him. He understood that if he's aggressive, they're not going to stop him. And I like that he figured that out very, very early because he saw in Mason Plumlee, he wasn't going to try to block him or foul him. I was a little too quick, you know, to get there, to beating him to the basket, I should say. So he recognized that, and I love that he kept attacking. I also like the fact that his only miss was a three. I like that. You know what I mean? His only miss was a three-point shot because he hit his one, all net. It looked smooth when he hit that joint.
Yeah, it did.
It looked real nice, man. So I enjoyed his game, man, and I thought defensively he was solid as well. I mean, he ended up with the steal. That was the only other one in the column that he had was the one steal. But I thought he was solid defensively as well and annoying. Ball. The warden was out. The warden was out, and then that's why Ball got kicked out the game too. He was frustrated as well. But Ayo led the way for the Chicago Bulls and did it in an unconventional way that you would see a point guard do it. Just straight points, no rebounds, no assists, just straight buckets.
Tying a season high for Ayo with those 22 points, Kobe, the second highest scorer, with 20 off the bench.
Yeah.
And I saw this tonight. I believe it was Casey Johnson on Twitter who had this, that the Bulls' big three trio of Zach, DeMar, and Vooch, tonight was only the second time all season in 51 games that neither of those three led the team in scoring. Mm. If you recall, Javonte Green had a wild game early this season, and he led the team in scoring in one game. Yeah. Tonight was only the second time it's happened all season that it wasn't one of the big three.
Wow, that's something big right there, man. And it's really good to see. Like, you just want these other guys, you know, to showcase. That's why we were talking about Patrick Williams having those games, you know, and showcasing and getting his points. That's why you want guys like Kobe, because Kobe has that ability to explode for 30. He really does have that ability to do that. It was great to see him do it in this one. And Kobe hits the dagger three. As well, hit the dagger three at the end to try to close it. He also tried to dunk all over, you know, Mark Williams, man. He tried it, and I appreciate him trying it. You know what I mean? He went for it, but he was really, really good tonight. The one Kobe play that just honestly was like a Kobe White play, when he has the ball top of the key, trying to do the crossover, stumbles, almost falls down, almost crosses himself over, passes it to Vooch. Vooch gets it back to him. Does the same crossover, goes back to the rim, and we're like, wait, what is he doing? Does he know what he's doing? We don't know. Nope, makes a move, spins out of it, shoots it up, and it goes in. And we're like, okay, yeah, we'll take that. It was that kind of night for Kobe White, man. So it's good to see your guards doing this kind of thing, because we talked about how the point guards have to improve because the Bulls truly need help at that position. They did what they do best. And they score. Mm-hmm. Ayo has been best at scoring this season. That's what he has contributed the most. Kobe, that's where he definitely contributes, is scoring and three-point shooting. So it was good to see them do it within what they do well. And I like that about that. 7 of 13 for Kobe, 3 of 5 from the three-point line. That's awesome, man. A plus 19.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, really excellent stuff from Kobe off the bench.
It's big. And one of the factors of the Bulls losing to this same crummy Hornets team last week is that the Bulls bench got outperformed by the Hornets bench.
They did.
How do you get outperformed by the Hornets bench?
Yes.
That's basically G League.
Dude, you saw Plumlee try to come in again. Plumlee had another double-double on them, man. But he started out, he pulled out that jumper again.
Oh, my God.
Pulled out that jumper. I mean,
he finished with 16-11-5 tonight.
Yep.
It's not quite the 21-whatever-4 he had in the last game, but
that's still good numbers.
Right.
That's still good numbers, but, man. But my goodness,
you know, their rookie Williams had 13 off the bench.
Yep.
You know, DSJ and Thor gave him 12 more combined.
That DSJ dunk.
I mean,
boy.
Getting 20 from Kobe off the bench was huge. And okay, while we're there, can we talk about Andre Drummond for a second?
Can we talk about Andre Drummond for a second?
We should probably talk about Andre Drummond for a second.
Oh my goodness,
he got first quarter minutes for the first time in as long as I can remember.
Yes,
and finished the night with a 15-11 double-double in 15 minutes.
Crazy. Crazy, bro. Listen.
I'm sorry. What?
I mean, impacting from the beginning, too, as far as the rebounding and the scoring was concerned. As soon as he walked in the game, it was like, yeah, you're going to do this. And we know he's been on the outs, you know, with Billy Donovan. It's been clear that he's been on the outs with him. And I was wondering if he would do that tonight, if he would just, you know, say, screw it, we're going to go with Derrick Jones anyway because I'm not feeling you at all. He said, no, he's suck it up. He was like, get out there. Let's see what you got. He got out there, and, I mean, he wrecked shop. It was the Drummond that you remember, the dunk when he just looked at the bench and stared him down, man. He was doing his thing, and I appreciated that tonight. We got the good Drummond tonight. Again, against the Hornets, we get that. But we still got the good Drummond tonight. That's good to see.
So he played 15 minutes tonight. Derrick Jones Jr., meanwhile, played just 8. Derrick Jones Jr. did not make his first appearance until the second half. Ooh. And look, maybe Billy is, for whatever reason, Andre was in his doghouse.
Yeah.
And he was giving him DNPs consecutively. Derek Jones Jr. had, I feel like, a pretty rough stretch of games recently where he was getting those minutes off the bench that Billy felt he had earned, but he wasn't really producing. Yeah. And, you know, he didn't do a whole heck of a lot tonight. He had that one insane putback dunk when he checked in. Yeah. But other than that, Drummond played more minutes than Derek Jones Jr. tonight, and Drummond had an impact on this game tonight, and Jones did not.
Yeah, and you needed the rebounding against this team. Again, the Bulls have been getting destroyed, you know what I'm saying, on those rebounding tip. But they did not get destroyed tonight. Like, Drummond was definitely impactful in that, and definitely one of the reasons the Bulls were doing their thing in that way. And that was, it's weird to see, and it was just good to see. I mean, they won 45-40, you know, the rebounding battle for them. So that's exciting for me. I'm like, yes, they did some stuff tonight. The offensive rebounding, now they got doubled up on that, you know what I mean? And that's the norm. That's been the norm for the Chicago Bulls. They have been putrid at offensive rebounding. But they won something in the rebounding battle. And getting 11 off the bench, 11 rebounds from a guy like Drummond, who honestly, I think he kind of needed that. He needed to have that kind of game, man. Like, for real, bro. Like, because it has been a slump. It's a reason you got put on the bench. I still remember five fouls in like 9 minutes that he had. It wasn't the same for him after that.
That was the end of his playing time.
We were like, we're done. So I think he needed that as a reminder. Like, dude, I am still a skilled big man in this league. So it was good to see. Honestly, it was good to see, man. Good for his psyche as well.
It is nice to see. Of course, now the question becomes, where will Billy take this moving forward?
Yeah.
Sometimes it may be matchup dependent. He's given that answer before when asked about rotation stuff this season.
Yes.
You know, it's just like a go-to default answer for coaches.
Right.
If there is something else going on that they don't necessarily want to share with the public, and I'm not speculating that there could be, but it did seem like Drummond was in his doghouse for whatever reason. I mean, remember the Paris game.
Yeah.
Billy made a point when the Bulls had that W wrapped up to get everyone, all the way down to Carlick Jones, a little bit of tick. Marco got a little bit of tick, just so they could say, hey, I played in the Paris game. Drummond was the only player to get a DNP. Something was going on.
Something's going on, bro. Like, we come to Paris and I can't get in the game.
Right.
Yeah, something's up with that. And it was a blowout.
Right.
And against your old team? Like, okay.
The other theory that's been floating around is that, hey, we are getting close to that trade deadline, and maybe the Bulls are fielding offers for Drummond, and they feel like he was playing through that shoulder injury, and maybe we don't want to risk it if he is close to getting dealt. But, you know,
that's part of it, I mean, as well. And maybe that is a good point of
it. At the same time, there's no way that Drummond is the only person that they're maybe getting phone calls about.
No, he's not.
And everyone else is playing.
But you have to showcase him. If you're getting those phone calls, I'm sure AK is probably letting him know, like, dude, he's got to be out there at like some point in time. And he can still help your team. You know what I'm saying? While you're still doing that stuff, he can still help your basketball team, as evidence as tonight. But we're going to see if it's consistent. Because, like I said, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you know, with Andre Drummond sometimes, man. So we'll see if it's consistent and if he can continue, you know, what we saw tonight. We'll see.
All right, we're going to take our first break here on postgame. When we come back, we'll continue talking about tonight's game, touch on the big three, who were kind of quiet tonight, but some good, some bad there. We'll get to some super chats as well. We have waiting on deck. And, of course, the GOAT checking in with us later. While we're sharing these words from our friends and sponsors, do us a solid. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching with us on YouTube.
Yes.
It's right there. It looks like a thumb. Click that thing.
Looks like a thumb.
Looks like a thumb. Looks yes, like, it does. Looks like one of these things.
One of these things right
there. Just hit
here.
That. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, of course, make sure you are subscribed to the channel.
Ooh, I like the way you hit that. But what I want to talk about, Matt, is those four awesome cans that are sitting right in front of us right there.
Two, three,
you see those
four,
right
delicious.
There? Delicious. Goose Island beer, y'all. Nope. Get you some of this.
No plans, Dave?
No plans. You got no plans? Got no plans.
No plans.
Got no plans, man. None. Zero. Not going to do it. And they have so many options. You know what I mean? We just talked about the no plans, which is right now that deal. There were three no plans when I walked in here. No more no plans in the fridge.
I don't know what happened to them. As Joey Petills over there, what happened?
Joey Petills, it got down, man. Those are gone.
JK, all right? I drank them.
They are gone. But luckily, there's still some of those wheat L's up in there, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get on down. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I did already get on down. Who knows? We'll see. But, yes, they have so many options, man. You can get that Bull City can right there. You see that 312, that limited release, that one that matches this hat that I'm rocking right now? Mm-hmm. That awesome can you can get. If you don't want that one, how about that Bourbon County Stout? How about that Christmas IPA? That Beer Hugs IPA series, that Green Line, that Matilda. And if you ain't got no plans, pow, right in your face, right there. It's there, y'all. Get on down. Goose Island, go get you some. And you can go to the store and get you some, or you can be even more awesome, y'all, and visit one of those two locations that they got. Grab your beer right from their innovation tanks at the Goose Island Tap Room. That's on 1800 West Fulton. Or get you that smash burger. And a fresh beer, something that Peck is going to do. And you can get that at the Clybourne Brew House. That is 1800 North Clybourne. For reservations and pickup, go to gooseisland.com/locations. Goose Island Beer Company. Damn. That's what you say when you're drinking.
So delicious.
So good. I can't say enough about that No Plans.
That No Plans. Pale
Colin says, can we see CHGO live from the Goose Island Brewery?
Oh! Ooh,
maybe.
There's an idea, Colin. The question is, why don't you come on out if we do? You ain't got to sit and watch. You can come hang.
Come on.
And get you some of this.
Come on.
Come on.
Bulls win!
Get you some of that. You can get down, man.
You know what we had delivered to that Goose Tap Room?
Or tell
us. Hanging out. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Portillo's. No, seriously, what was it, though?
It was Portillo's.
It was Portillo's. Yeah. It was a good guess.
It was Portillo's, Joe. It was Portillo's.
Has not left the mind, Joe. Mm-mm.
I'll just be honest. I did just have the Uber Eats app open, and I did just attempt to place an order to make a mid-show on-air delivery, but... The delivery times are too high, and so I didn't want us sitting around here waiting for the Portillo's afterwards. So, if there's one thing I love more than Portillo's, it's content, good content. Sure. So that would have been great content.
And I know that mostly you were thinking about the content element of that and not making you happy, terrible hardship.
Yes, and like making
and
your stomach more full
that hurt your
but
friend's
But I will
feelings.
Just say that. If you're a fan of this show, just keep your eyes peeled over the next week or so. Peck will be getting his Portillo's and then some.
Oh, and then some.
Dude.
He won't put a little extra snack on
that?
I'm going
to buy him a Portillo's, the whole restaurant.
You're going to buy me a
We're
Portillo's
gonna call
establishment?
It Pectillo's.
Pectillo's. What? P-Tills is still
And you're
there.
Not allowed to get
Buy me
fish
one
sandwich.
On Addison. It's a real short jaunt to my place.
Oh, my God. Right, that
perfect.
Would be terrifying.
Perfect.
Like, Matt, what the hell is happening to you?
Dude, if I...
Give me a cake tray.
All right, continue with the ad reads. Here we go.
Tonight's episode of Post Game also brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand.
Right there.
With DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA, our official betting partner at CHGO.
Word.
And this week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly.
Free.
Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get that DraftKings no sweat same game parlay.
Woo.
Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, opt in, place the same game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back.
What?
No risk parlays.
Oh.
Incredible.
Yes.
Download that app right now. Make sure you use promo code CHGO when you do. And tonight's DraftKings king of the game.
Who that be?
Io, our guy-o. Led the Bulls tonight, 22 points.
Yes.
Very efficient. Love that. Love to see that level of aggression and strong finishing at the rim from our guy, Io Desumu. Your DraftKings king of the game.
Joey, can I see that again, please? Can you put that graphic back up? I just want to say, I love when Joey puts the crown on. You know what I mean? Because it's always perfectly placed.
Perfectly placed.
It's always perfectly placed. And I appreciate that detail.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's good to see.
Thanks,
him.
Dave. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying,
it's a nice detail.
It is.
Attention to detail.
Attention
unlike
to the detail.
offering to get your friends food from where you're getting delivered.
I never gonna hear the end of this one.
You didn't know that was coming, Joe. I saw it.
That attention to detail matters too, people.
I saw that coming.
All right, let me take us through some super chats real quick. Because we got some. I love you too. We got some. Didn't even miss a beat
super
on that
chat
one.
Time.
Yeah.
Super chat.
All right, here we go. I mean, a lot of them are about Portillo's. I can't even lie. Love Dave says, let's get Pekka's Portillo's super chat to get Pekka's beef. I'm sure Joey will be the man and order the delivery. This is exactly when I opened the app. So Love Dave, I already wrote it just
so
now.
So you took Love Dave's idea.
No. I said this, your super chat is, the funds are rolling over into the Pektillo's fund.
I appreciate Pektillo's.
I'm not just all pocketing that. Don't worry about it.
That's so kind. It's not your mistake to fix.
It's mine.
It's Joey's.
It's mine.
I can afford my own beef.
I fucked up.
It's not about the money.
Voila. It's about the thought. This is from Da Unerofin. I don't know.
Good effort.
That's tough, though.
Good effort.
Da Unerofinia.
Uh-huh.
Voila. More money to feed Peckham. Portillo's. Enjoy, my man. We don't got Portillo's in New Zealand. Wow, shout out to the Kiwis.
Shout out New Zealand.
Shout out Kiwis. Little death try when I get to Chicago. Better be worth it.
Oh, that's tough talk.
Now, that is a person from New Zealand who knows that when they get to Chicago, Portillo's is an important thing on that list.
Yes.
Meanwhile, our guy Marquet, who lives in Australia, who's coming to Chicago in a couple of months, can't stop talking about how he doesn't care about deep dish pizza or Portillo's beef sandwiches.
Yes.
And it's his goal to come to Chicago and make me eat vegetables.
Yeah, I saw that.
What kind of backwards-ass thinking is that?
I did see that, and I left that alone. I was like, well, he have that fight. Enjoy that fight right there.
Another super chat. That's from Flipside 23. You know who that is. You guys know who that is, right? That's your boy JR from GR.
Sure.
Yeah, that's correct. He says, who is the true goon of the night? Is it Stacey King with the poster machine for the opposing player, or Joey Covert Cake Shake?
Joey Covert Cake Shake.
I knew that one was going to get. Thank you, JR. Love
you. That was wild, though, that Stacey gave the first ever poster machine moment to a non-Bulls player.
And
I have never seen that before.
It was absolutely filthy.
It was filthy.
It was disgusting. What a dunk, man. Like, you forget sometimes about DSJ and just what he does. You know what I mean? So that kind of reminder is just like, oh, this is why you're in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I understand now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was mean. And I'm going to go watch it again. it was mean, dog. That was tough.
AK, number one fan.
AK.
AK was like, you know, AK loves us, so I'm not worried. But he was like, you know, enough Portillo's talk. Let's talk Bulls because he's all business. Zach, plus 21 in the plus minus tonight, only scoring 10 points. I thought that was an awesome stat.
That is wild. Because if you look at Zach's night tonight, 10 points, 3 of 8?
Yeah. Yeah, he was chilling.
Chilling, but a plus 21. He did have 4 assists. And then also, he had a couple of made me chuckle moments on the defensive end.
Oh, yeah.
He also had 3 steals and 2 blocks.
Yes, he did. Filled up the stat sheet.
Okay.
We like that. Fill up the stat sheet, man. And Zach always will tell you, you know, he doesn't care about scoring. He cares about winning. This is one of those games. You know what I mean? And I appreciate when you recognize somebody else has it going. And you're like, you know what? Just feed them. Just keep feeding them. Keep riding them. And we saw Billy earlier. And I was like, why the hell did you take Io out the game when he had 10 points and 4 from the field? What the hell did you set him down for? Because as soon as he sat him down, then, hey, here come the Hornets back. Billy immediately got his ass right back in the game. Was like, you know what? My bad. Back in the game you go, sir. You got it going. So, yeah, I appreciate that. But, yeah, Zach did this in 36 minutes. Like, he was out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was out there playing. But
operating in the shadows.
Operating in the shadows. I do like – I'm not going to say all of them because I don't know if it was all of them. But the 3 of those 3-pointers I saw were catch and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, that's good stuff from Zach. So those are good things. Got to the line 4 times, which is big for Zach LaVine to get to the free throw line. But, yeah, man, you can't argue with a plus 21. I believe that's the highest of anybody on the team. So
it was, yeah.
Can't argue with that, man. So shout out to him.
Another game that I just loved to see from Vooch. 17, 12, 6 dimes.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like 7 of 14, shot 50% from the field, only 1 of 5 from 3 tonight. That's the one part of his game tonight you can nitpick if you want.
Uh-huh.
But again, this Bulls team offensively, and it's not necessarily feeding Vooch in the post. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
when we talk about getting Vooch more touches.
Right.
And it's, I think he was actually, he was doing media availability at a shoot around a couple days ago, and Will was talking to him about like how just getting touches
yes.
makes him feel more a part of the yes. offense.
Yes.
And good things happen when Vooch touches the ball. Absolutely. And it's not necessarily right. Vooch scoring,
right.
but the ball moves better when it moves through Vooch yes. at some point in the possession. That one incredible pass, that whip pass over his head to a cutting baseline Alex Caruso tonight. That's beautiful stuff.
Yes, it was, man.
Give that man the ball and let him facilitate sometimes.
Yes. I mean, yes, I've been screaming this. Yes, more of this. I even love the dunk that he yeah. had Ooh. With the left hand. Ooh, that was that. Nice. Yeah. Yes, that one going dunked on him. I like that well, but it's the six assists. That's what I always will stand out for me on Vooch. Just not the rebounds or the points, because he does that. It is always going for me to be the assist that stands out, because that just continues to let me know how really good he is. One, two, how high of his IQ he has. Three, how he needs to have the ball in his hands, man. Good things occur. The hockey assists that he was having tonight were on display as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was hitting one man and then hitting the next one. The rotations were on point when he got the basketball. I like that. It took him a while to recognize this, but I like that they're coming around to it. The players and Billy are coming around to this. Like, you know what? We got a lull. There's something's off right here. Vooch, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the basketball. You want on the baseline? Where do you need the basketball? Tell us where you need it. He shouldn't be always be out there setting picks. Now, he did throw up two bricks, or as I like to call them, two Jakes. Shout out Jake over there. We call them two Jakes he threw up.
Oh, this is going in. You know what I'm
saying? He tossed them up. I mean, clang, clang. You know what I'm saying? Like, he called them. You know what I mean?
Trolley.
Toss them out. Yes. Yes. I mean, he was bricking them. You know, from three, but it did not deter his game. And that's the point. It didn't stop his game at all. And he still was doing Vooch things, man. So I hope this continues. I don't want to keep saying I hope this continues for stuff like this
because
it's common sense.
Yeah.
Give that dude the basketball. Let him facilitate. Let him do his thing. We'll be a better team.
Super chat from AK?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you guys think about Bulls playing with a lead and winning? What is transferable to other games, especially given Caruso and P. Will were injured tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that's transferable from tonight's win of having a lead and holding on to it enough.
Against?
And winning. It's
against the Hornets.
It's
against
the Hornets.
Worst team in the league.
They're bad.
Correct.
The Bulls also led, by as many as 25 against Orlando in that game they yes. did manage to win.
Yes.
And let that 25-point lead slip all the way down to 5.
Yes, they did.
And held on and won.
Yeah.
So here's another example, similarly, where the Bulls kind of played with their food a little bit, let the Hornets creep back in. They got it down to, I think, 5 a couple of times late in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, they got it close.
And then you had just a nice little Vooch bucket in the paint, and then that dagger pat 3, the timeout 3.
I love it.
I saw somebody in the comments earlier saying, hey, Pat only had 6 points, but they all came on timeout 3.
Yes, they did.
I was like, oh, big game, love that one.
Come on, baby. Thanks for watching the show.
But it's like, how can you take something from a game like this against an opponent like this and be like, we figured it out.
Right, right.
What did you figure out? The Hornets shot 20% from 3 again.
Yeah.
You just managed to not F up being given that gift tonight like you did last week.
Fry Rice says what's transferable is to play Drummond. Play Drummond and give him his minutes. That, sir, is correct.
That is transferable, and that was a great segue. Shout out to you, because I just saw this tweet from Bulls PR and Elias Sports. Is it Elias Sports or Elias Sports?
I'm going to say Elias.
If it's Elias.
That's what I've always thought.
Mm-hmm.
Drummond is the first NBA player since 78-79 to record minimum tallies of 15 points and 11 rebounds in a game in which they played 15 minutes or fewer.
Wow.
Had not been done since the 1978-79 season.
Wow.
Care to venture a shot in the dark guess as to who it was?
78-79. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kareem.
Nope.
Ooh.
Alliteration, first last name.
Okay, that's not going to help me.
No?
Okay. obviously, it was a center, obviously.
Yeah.
It was okay, all right. Artis Gilmore.
First last name.
I said that's not going to help me.
First, same letter, first, last name, first same name letter.
Of, first letter, first name is the same as first letter of last name. Hey, Jake got it. I don't know if he tweeted it or not, or cheated or not, but it is Daryl Dawkins.
He is holding Daryl a laptop.
Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins.
Oh, Moses Malone. That's a good guess.
That was a good guess. Yeah, Moses is a good guess. That is a good guess. That's a good one. Okay, Daryl. Yeah, he was dominating at that time.
Yeah, I mean, see that game tonight from Drummond looked like the useful version. You know, you call him Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes.
I feel like Billy has to look at that and say, maybe whatever funk he was in or whatever was going on there, I got to think about actually playing Drummond's more minutes.
Well, I think you earn more minutes when you do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Not like 6-4 or something like that. No, when you're 15-11, you've done something that haven't been done since 1978 when Joey wasn't even a thought in the world. Yes, you do. Play that person. I'm telling facts. Relax.
Was he?
Was Matt a thought? Yes, he was a thought.
Wait, in what year?
I'm not saying he was born yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying he was a thought.
All right, that's fine. Fair.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
In 78, 79?
Yeah. I'm saying you were a thought. Like, he was a thought.
I was a thought.
He wasn't born yet, though.
No, he wasn't. Was but they were thinking about, man, you know, maybe when I had some kids.
That's fair.
You? No. One going down that way. So,
fair.
The thought was, we don't want to have kids yet.
Right, exactly. Right. I don't think we want to do this yet.
Those days, my parents were happily married and childless.
I'll allow it.
Shout out, mom and dad.
Shout out, man. But yeah, he's going to have more opportunities to play when you do stuff like this on. I don't care who it's against.
Right.
When you do stuff like this on the floor, you have to give him more opportunities. Even the previous game. Matt, he came in and had like 5 rebounds in like 8 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, he came in doing that from the jump. So,
yeah,
you have to give him those opportunities. And let's see. Allow him to play himself back out of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Before we move on, just because I pulled up his basketball reference page because I was curious.
Okay.
Can you guess? Daryl Dawkins has roughly 25 nicknames listed in the nickname portion under the name on basketball reference.
I've got more.
Can you guess the first one listed? Because it is great.
D-Dog.
Chocolate Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot better than my guess.
What a great nickname.
That's all I knew.
Why can't I be Chocolate Thunder? Joey Chocolate Thunder.
All right, Joey, let's move on.
You've already had your chocolate thunder.
I'm about to say, you already had
when you had your cake dessert. Shake.
Your dessert. I actually haven't even opened the cake shake.
Your dessert's in the fridge, sir.
I'm about to release some chocolate thunder all over your face.
Yo, what?
Yo. Hey, yo. Pause.
Where are we going right now?
AK, another super chat. He says, Drummond has value, but limited to teams we play, like the Knicks, Cavs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
He was at times averaging a foul a minute, so there's that. Yeah, I mean.
No, you're right.
It's definitely a matchup thing with Drummond.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, like, he is not a great useful piece when the Bulls are playing younger, faster teams that are flying around.
Yeah.
Because the man is not super fast.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. He's earned the opportunity to when those matchups come up.
Right.
Because those matchups have come up before.
Right.
And Billy Steele was like, no, sit your ass down.
Right, so exactly.
I think he's earned that opportunity.
I think I heard a jingle. Let's crush through some quick ads, then we'll bring in Will the Goat, shall we? Look at that. Next ad on deck is Great Ridge Farm.
Oh, meat.
The wonderful meats.
Meats.
The wonderful, wonderful meats. Oh. Green Ridge Farm, Chicago local meat and cheese company, offering a better all-natural option at snack time. Makers of all-natural deli meat, sausages, and their famous meat sticks that are perfect for tailgating, happy hours, and school lunches. Plus, with 16 grams of protein packed into every meat stick, they make the perfect post-workout snack. I don't know why he's laughing.
I know. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
If you haven't tried them yet, y'all, you're seriously missing out. They are delicious because they're made from recipes generations in the making. You can always find them in the refrigerated section of Costco, Sam's Club, or your local Chicagoland grocery stores. And right now, when you order 3 products from them, from their website, greenridgefarm.com, and add a pack of meat sticks to that order, with promo code CHGO at checkout, those meat sticks are free.
Free meat sticks.
F-R-E-E. Free.
Free.
Free meat sticks.
Get it.
Best 3 words. Put them together. Promo code CHGO at greenridgefarm.com. Get some meat up in your life.
All up in there.
Simply natural meat.
Betwix.
Betwix.
Do it. I was laughing because he called Colin called him Joey White Lightning. And if anybody...
We'll take that.
No, but Joey, like, that is a throwback reference. Way back.
Do I understand the reference at all?
Brilliant. It's a pretty brilliant one, too.
I don't get the reference, but I know. It sounds cool.
I know, but it's pretty brilliant. That's a good one. Shout out to you, Colin.
Love Dave says, Joey, you can't create your own nicknames. I know. It's just they've been doing it now for like 2 weeks. Every time I say something, Joey microphone, Joey sit in a chair, Joey breathes. Like, so,
I feel like I created a monster. I did say, what? Your name is Joey. I was like, your name's Joey. You can put anything behind that. And then the floodgates were open. But
one of my favorite parts of Paris.
Yes, it was.
Was just coming up with a million nicknames.
That was like an hour. See, Chicago, you guys already got the best coverage of your favorite teams. You're looking at it right here. So get fitted out in the best sports gear around. That is FOCO. They got you covered from Soldier Field to your living room, north or south side, with those hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, and everything in betwixt. Get decked out like DeMar with that smooth fur that he might have on. With that apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles. Who that is, you ask? FOCO, that's what I'm going to tell you. Looking for the perfect gift for the football fan in your life? Of course you are, because you're an awesome human being. Then you want to go ahead and hit that FOCO because you know they got you covered with those hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. Mm. So check out FOCO.com or click the link in the description below for all non-presale items. Use that promo code CHGO for 10% off because it's FOCO. Faux show.
Boom, boom. Is it goat talk time, Joseph?
Oh, is it what?
Goat
That's
talk?
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Oh! All right, Joey. Oh,
finally.
You are 30% forgiven.
30? That's
it. Yo, wait, say it again, Will. Say it again.
What did you say? Joey sits in a chair?
Follow Will on Twitter at Will_Gottlieb. You'll have to get all of his great Bulls reporting and updates. Read all of his stuff at allchgo.com. Mr. Goat, let's get the unpleasantries out of the...
Mr. Goat is my father.
Check that. Let's get the unpleasant stuff out of the way first. Do you have any updates for us on the injuries sustained in this game by Alex Caruso and or Patrick Williams and or Nikola Vucevic?
Yes, we have some updates. Vooch, I think, was just like a Charlie horse, knee to thigh situation. I think it just took him a second to get up. He did look like he was in a lot of pain. Like the whole team came over and tried to lift him up, and then he kind of hobbled over to the bench, but he was back in the next play, so he seems to be fine. Caruso left the game with what they called a right foot sprain. He was called out early in the second quarter, so TBD on how long of a timeline we're looking at with him. But that one seemed a little bit more severe just given the fact that they ruled him out. And then Patrick Williams' right ankle seemed like a sprain. He kind of, you know, he made it seem like it wasn't that serious, but he didn't come back in the game. He left, I think, with 4:11 to go in the fourth quarter, and they played the rest of the way without him. He went to the locker room, came back to the bench. So we're going to have to wait and see what the injury report says on him tomorrow as well. But he did not seem super concerned about it being very severe, and, you know, said that he may have been able to get back in, but wasn't super confident in it. So not 100% sure he would have been able to go again had the Bulls called his number, but hopefully that's not too long of a term, you know, situation either.
Will, I'm curious on your thoughts about Zach LaVine's game tonight, because even in the 36 minutes, he only had, you know, the 10 points. We're not used to seeing that. You know, obviously he's used to scoring more, but it felt like a more all-around game, you know, with the 4 assists and the 3 steals and the blocks and leading the Bulls, you know, with a plus 21. Just wanted to know your feelings on how Zach played tonight.
Yeah, I didn't think it was his best game. Billy kind of mentioned that he was generating some good shots, and I don't think that was wrong, but it just felt like he was floating at times. I, you know, just didn't really, like, always even know that he was on the floor. Same with DeMar. I mean, they both started out really slow scoring the ball. They're still going to have the ball in their hands a lot, and just the attention that they can bring does attract defenders, and that allows them to create shots for others. But I think obviously they're both at their best when they're scoring, and that puts even more pressure on the defense. So definitely was defending at a little bit of higher level. He had a nice block there, I think, in the fourth quarter. But I thought he was okay.
Another big part of tonight's storyline, Will, obviously, is the production off the bench from one Andre Drummond, a guy who had been cast away by Billy Donovan in his rotation up until very recently. And then tonight you see Drummond getting first quarter tick and Derrick Jones Jr. not making his first appearance of the game until the second half, and Drummond out getting, you know, out minutesing Derrick Jones Jr. Obviously Drummond was effective. He had a double-double in 15 minutes. We were just talking about this crazy, you know, record that he had, first person to do that, what he did tonight, since Daryl Dawkins in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. What was the vibe with Drummond and or Billy? Were they talking about his game in the locker room tonight?
First of all, I think we need to add out minutesing to the list of basketball terms from this show only, including point guardsmanship.
There you go.
And out minutesing. But I mean, you could just tell by going and talking with him after the game, he was pretty excited to be back out there. 15 minutes is the most he's had in recent memory. I mean, he's been out of the rotation for 8 games, only played in 5 of them. He was the one bull to not get in the game in the Paris game. Like, Billy literally emptied the bench for everyone except for Andre Drummond. But he showed you the kind of value that he can provide, which is incredible rebounding on both sides, generating offensive rebounds and tip-ins, which is super valuable on a team that really doesn't do any of that. And then rebounding, you know, 11 and 15 minutes is just outrageous. So, I think there's going to be situations where the Bulls go small. I think there's going to be situations where the Bulls need to have a little bit more size back there. And you got Plumlee and Mark Williams tonight. They needed to go a little bit bigger. They tried out the smaller lineup against the Clippers, against Zubats, and that didn't really work. So I think it's really good to have both these extremes of, like, Derrick Jones Jr. doesn't play at all or Andre Drummond doesn't play at all. I think it's okay for like a game here and there, but I do think they need to be, you know, that lineup should be more matchup based and not like, this is what I'm running with for 10 straight games based. So we'll see how that progresses, but it does seem like you're going to get production from either one of those guys. Derek, I think only came in because Caruso was out. Like, usually those backup 4 minutes are Caruso's in the second half. And I think Jones Jr. played alongside Drummond just because he couldn't be out there to play the 5. So I think that was part of it too. But Billy kind of said after the game, it's going to be matchups. It's going to be day to day, opponent to opponent. But they're both obviously like professionals and ready to step in and contribute at a high level when they get their number called.
Will Ayodele was the one tonight for the Bulls, you know, leading the way for them. What surprised you more? Was it Ayodele leading the Bulls in scoring, or the fact he didn't have any rebounds or any assists?
Yes. I mean, both of those are just kind of like outrageous statistics. Like, I didn't recognize the zero rebound, zero assist thing. That's kind of hilarious. But as far as the scoring, like, he just put his head down and went to the basket. Like, his shot chart was basically like 8 shots at the rim, 2 threes, one of them he made. So I think that's the kind of, like, he kind of hit on it after the game of just, like, that's where you can add the randomness to the game is, like, usually they're walking the ball up and giving it to Mar and getting in spots. But if Io just, like, takes off for the basket every once in a while, that's going to keep the defense on their toes. That was definitely something I noticed is just, like, even after a made basket, he'll walk it up. And then as soon as, like, Vooch pops out and brings his defender with him, Io takes off and gets all the way to the basket. I think they kind of need that extra scoring boost when Zach and DeMar aren't at their best, but also even when they are, like, they just need to generate easier points if they're going to have any chance to, like, outscore teams. So Io was great. I think he was maybe a little bit feeling a little snubbed from not getting into the rookie sophomore game. Yeah, he told me that he just didn't get invited, which was a little bit of a surprise. I thought maybe he wouldn't want to go, but he just said he wasn't invited. And maybe that added to his 22-point season high tying game.
I like it.
Will, before we let you go, last one from me. Somebody in the comments was asking us earlier tonight. I said no. Is there something about holding on to this win and not actually letting this one slip away that this team can now carry over into their next game to try and kill this awful trend of coughing up these substantial leads? They, you know, the riddled through the month of January were bad losses where they coughed up big leads. You know, they did manage to hold their big lead to Orlando despite letting most of it slip away. They held on and won. They did the same tonight against this Hornets team this time. I don't know if you can take something from tonight's win and say, this is the formula, we figured it out, on to the next one. What about you?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And, you know, on the one hand, they did beat a bad team, which is something that they've struggled with. So you have to give them credit there. On the other hand, it's just like, it's a win, you know, so that matters. But to the extent that, like, you can take something from it, bigger picture, I'm still not quite there yet because, you know, and maybe it's not fair to think of this in this light, but basically, like, this game would have mattered if they lost. But since they won, it's like just another game that they should have won. Like, you don't really give them credit for not blowing it. I kind of struggle with that. I don't know that that's necessarily the most fair way to look at it. But from where I sit right now, like, they're 3 games under .500. They got 4 games to the All-Star break. They don't really, like, have the luxury of, you know, patting themselves on the back for beating the Charlotte Hornets, who have like 13 wins. So it's, Dave said this multiple times, it's game by game with this team. And I think you kind of have to take it as such.
Well, we can't let him go because first we have to hand out the lovely, wonderful Goon of the Night.
Hello.
Come on with it.
Pleasure of introducing you to Blade Laser.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
So, yes, before we send the goat on his merry way to do goat things, let me ask you, sir, who is your Goon of the Night?
It's got to be Andre Drummond, right? Mm. I mean, he was on some goon shit from literally the very first second that he stepped on the court. And my favorite part of any of the interviews tonight from postgame was, I think KC asked him, did you earn that tech? Because he got a technical foul in like the first 3 minutes and he was like, yeah, I earned it. It felt really good to get that. And that is just the epitome of the Goon of the Night award.
Oh my God.
That sounds so like Andre Drummond.
Oh my God, man.
I'm going to give some love to Caruso tonight, just specifically for that one ridiculous baseline running, almost timed it perfectly, offensive rebound putback. Yeah. And he came up hobbling after that.
Yeah.
And he left the game not long after.
Right.
But the absolute balls of being like, I could totally pull this off right now.
Yeah,
when all of the laws of physics went against him getting that rebound. And Caruso said, F that.
Yeah.
I'm getting this rebound.
He did.
And he drew a foul.
Yeah. That is going stuff right there. Joey?
Let me unmute my mic here while I ponder about my Goon of the Night. You know, he just ponder
a lot of things over there, Joseph.
He just walked. Jesus Christ. He just walked out, but I was going to flip the camera and say, my Goon of the Night, Jake Flanagan.
Why is he your Goon of the Night?
My Goon of the Night, I just, you know, we've got a very set way of, you know, we watch the games. Peck's got his spot. You've got your spot.
Uh-huh.
Just thought Jake was a great addition tonight. He was bringing the jokes. He was laughing. He was ripping on me about the Portillos.
Yes.
He might have a couple other tricks up his sleeve. Who knows? Like, you know, but I very much enjoyed Jake's company tonight. So that's my Goon of the Night, Coach, as you call him.
Yes, I enjoyed his company, but he did call out 2 bricks.
He did.
On those 3-pointers. So I can't.
Well, that's it. That's fair. Right.
Clangs.
That's fair.
City.
I think Jake's going to be Goon of the Night.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Goon of the Night, and honestly, it almost went to the little child with the cookie shirt on who was putting cookies inside her shirt. It almost went to her. She was amazing. But I got to go with the GOAT. Goon of the Night is Andre Drummond. You can't draw up more goon shit than that. When you walk in, snatching rebounds, then the one he got where he crossed over in the paint. He did a crossover in the paint and then shot a left-handed hook shot.
Yeah.
And it was all net. And then go get a technical foul after that.
Right.
Like, it was just, he was in his goon space tonight. And I like when Drummond is in his goon space. It was fun to see. So I'll give this to one Andre Drummond. It almost kind of, and Will almost went to Matt Peck because Matt Peck was on his goon shit earlier, man. You'll watch this back. Just watch the beginning part back.
All right, Will, you don't need to.
And see about Portillo's. Just watch the beginning part back. That's it.
All you need to know is that Joey made a grave mistake tonight, Will, and I called him out for it.
Well, here we go. Because, as I just said,
why are you yelling?
My goon of the night, Jake Flanagan,
is
entering.
Will, you're witnessing something very important.
There it is. That's why he's my goon of the night.
To Matt Peck.
Dude.
That.
Very
we
nice.
Have the best boss in the world.
Very nice. Here's my sound effect for Jake.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's giving me. That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
So, Jake, I got a fish sandwich with some fries in there? Yes. Cool.
Oh, all right. Smell. Joey doesn't know yet. Oh.
Yeah, Jake, just request me on Venmo.
Will, you're gonna see. Trust me, Will. When you watch this back,
oh my god,
this is gonna make a lot of sense to you about what just happened. It was the first time I saw Matt and was like, you know what? I know what Matt would be like as a father when he was talking to Joey. Man, no, it was my god, it was hilarious. It was just some hilarious stuff going on.
The youngest
just
need to learn.
I'd like to say thank you to Rye Hill Shy Bulls. I'd like to say thank you to Chris Z. I'd like to say thank you to Love Dave. I'd like to say thank you to all the Joeys out there that supported me.
All the Joeys out
there. No one achieves anything alone, y'all.
Never buried
me. You need to remember that.
You guys knew I was hungry. You knew I wouldn't have ever done something like this on purpose. And so I just appreciate you. You know, Dion Allen out there, Laura Liu, AK, Carlos, all you guys, thank you.
All right.
Thank
all right,
you.
Joe.
Well,
come
let's
on.
Wrap
come
this on. Up.
Thank you so much.
Come on, Joe.
So
the
Goat's
got stuff
everything.
To do. All right,
my
poor
Zillow. Done. All right. Wait, real go. Quick, Goat.
Bow. In wait. Your face.
Everybody follow Will Go Gottlieb on Twitter, Will_Gottlieb, to get all of his Bulls updates and reporting. Make sure you're reading everything that man writes on our website, allchgo.com. Yeah. Final shout out. Ben Dean, who's
Ben
been hanging out in the comments for a while. I recognize the name. Somebody posted a video of his and tweeted it at us tonight. Apparently, he is a famous food reviewer on YouTube.
Yes.
We're talking millions
of
views, millions of
subscribers. Yeah, go check him out. His videos were dope. Go check him out.
Dude, I can't wait to watch a whole bunch of them. Also, it looks like all of the food he reviews looks delicious.
Correct. I mean, even our guy, like Ryle.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Rye Hill Chicago Bulls is in the chat, and he's like, hey, Ben, like, you know, me and friend of mine watch
I
your stream.
Like,
that's just pretty cool.
Bulls
but
Nation bringing
people
together.
That's what CHO is all about.
The Matt Peck hat throw.
He was doing a food review, but also had apparently recently watched a Bulls game where they had played like shit and got him upset. Mm-hmm. And he said, Matt Peck hat throw, and he threw his hat. So, Ben, this one's for you, buddy.
There it is.
Appreciate you tuning in.
All the way to Korea,
if you ever
want to
talk Bulls with us, man, you're always welcome. Also, I'd be happy to talk food with you anytime.
That's real.
I'm going to go eat this Portillo's.
Yes, he is.
For Will the Goat, Joey, Big Dave, I'm Peck. Appreciate y'all, Bulls Nation. HQ tomorrow, Friday. Check them out. Saturday, we are back for Bulls Blazers pregame.
Who just disliked the episode?
Relax,
go back and give it a thumbs up.
Joey.
Go back and give it a thumbs up.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It'll be all right.
Will.
Joey, thumbs up.
They did. They went back and gave it
Bulls
a thumbs
Nation.
Up.
Bulls Nation, we'll talk to you next time. See Red, be good.
Peace, y'all.